Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atatula.
Yeah, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reggie Atatula hanging out with you on Wednesday. And we return to this question that we've asked before, but in a different capacity. Is Chris Sims right? And you know what? Like, first of all, I'd just like to say, I don't love having to do this consistently. I don't know if you, like me, have just kind of like a running kind of list of analysts of people that you're like, man, I love this analyst. Don't really like that analyst. I think Chris Sims for me has existed in kind of that and category most of the time.
He's an up and down, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes he says something and you go, well, that guy's on it. And then sometimes like, come on. Which I guess means he's doing his job great.
Fair enough.
But
I'm sure there's plenty of people listening that are like, oh, you're in the ant category right now, dog.
Oh, and no, okay, no, we're good, man. We're Touché. Good. They love us.
Who is they?
I don't know.
Okay. I know you're just saying that because you're on the radio.
That's right.
I know you got a job to do.
Yeah.
Well, the man with the job to do in this instance, Chris Sims, NBC Sports. And this was him talking with, I believe it was it Kevin O'Connor? I think, or I can't recall who he was talking with, but he alludes to things that he has been talking about on his personal podcast. But this time his assessment is about Texans play caller Bobby Slowik, who everybody's been talking about. Mm-hmm. Is Chris Sims right about this?
It's a bigger problem than C.J. Stroud. It's right. Yeah. I mean, he's not perfect, but C.J. Stroud is still really damn good. And when you see stat lines, again, like we saw 2 weeks ago when they played the Jets on Thursday night, 10 of 30 with arguably the most accurate quarterback in football. I would say C.J. Stroud or Joe Burrow can probably dot the I as good as anybody in the game when it comes to accuracy. That's not C.J. Stroud. This is not like we're talking about Anthony Richardson where he misses the broadside of the barn every now and then. So that in itself, there's context in that numbers to go. There's institutional problems. You mentioned it. The injuries of receiver an issue. It's second year of Bobby Slowik's scheme. And I do think people have caught on to that. I've said a little bit on my podcast and Chris Sims Unbuttoned that, yeah, it's the Shanahan scheme, but it's like the early entry level of the Shanahan scheme. And Ouch. Now there needs to be more to it and a next level and a next group of plays and things they do. And we've yet to see that.
Ouch. Entry level Shanahan scheme?
Yeah. The way that he said it, it didn't make it sound like he was like working in the mailroom or something.
Yeah.
But like the basic tenets of the Shanahan scheme and understanding that the Shanahan scheme has, you know, tentacles all over the league at this point, but teams make them their own. Do you agree with Chris Sims that what we're seeing is maybe just like a basic level of the Shanahan scheme?
But, you know, here's where it gets interesting. We were assuming that there was going to be a next level after last season.
Correct.
Right? Because second year C.J. Stroud, second year Bobby Slowik, new toys, you know, with Stephon and Joe Mixon, and second year, you know, Tank Dell. And I'm not so sure we were wrong on that. I think that was the plan. What I think is happening here, the whole entry-level Shanahan scheme, which really stands out when you listen to Chris Sims, is this has been this the entry-level part is a reaction to how the line has been playing, how this offense has been operating. Because, like, we talked about it at 10 o'clock. You know, they're kind of sort of maybe putting it all on the players, you know, with their comments. And so now maybe they realized they can't do this. We're hammering it into their heads that they have to do this, 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 and this. They're not doing it. Let's scale it back.
Mm.
You know, let's scale it back. And that's not really encouraging, man.
No, I mean, and that's going to be a necessity in some ways, right? The idea of you tailor what you're doing
sure.
to your players. But I think that's where you can maybe look at this in another way for Bobby Slowick, right? And we talked about this a little bit, was it earlier this week? The idea of they've still done a lot of kind of fullback necessitated things mm-hmm. without having the fullback profile player.
Correct.
They've still kind of put a lot of these wide receivers and tight ends and opportunities to block and condense formations without having the results of those guys holding up on their blocks and creating good or not consistently.
But that ties in directly to what he said.
And I think that's absolutely a thing. Like, one of the things that I thought about when you were mentioning the fullback thing, Troy Hairston is on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he has not been utilized in those fullback situations. Now he's on the practice squad. Maybe they're waiting for, you know, they're utilizing elevations in certain instances. But that is something that if you are so committed to using these fullback type things that you can, you mm-hmm. do have a fullback that you brought back mm-hmm. to have that. It just feels like, yeah, man, this is a basic level of tenets. And I think that's why you have instances where Za'Darius Smith on the sideline can say, yeah, man, we hear their play calls and we can go get them, right? Like, and it looks kind of predictable why it feels yeah. like we could predict the things that are coming. I do think that there is a basic, we are in that basic place. And I think some of that is also indicative of Bobby Slowick being early in his play calling tenure, right? Like, there hasn't been as much time to develop and add more thought processes to what it is that the scheme and the system calls for.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and there's also kind of a good news, bad news thing with this. The bad news is that when you scale it back and you do these types of things and it's entry-level stuff, the defenses have a better advantage. You know, that's the bad news. They know what's coming. They see what you're doing. They know the problems with your offense. There is good news because he's talking about how they're sliding, you know, protections and blocking schemes and all this other stuff. Well, the good news is the reason they were doing that is no longer here. The reason they were doing that was Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
You know, they were sliding and helping and all this other stuff because they were trying to help Kenyon Green. So maybe you can sort of baby step your way into, if you get more confidence, you know, with Juice Scruggs at left guard and what Jarrett Patterson is doing at center, that maybe you can start adding some levels if you get more confidence with that. You know?
Yeah, and that's the thing that I've been waiting to see. I mean, we've all been waiting to see. I don't want to make myself special in any way in this regard.
We're all special.
Okay. Thank you for pointing out the fact that we're all special snowflakes. Thank you, sir. And from 713, I don't remember, his British books on IR all year. I believe so. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to it, yeah, man, we've been waiting for, as you mentioned, that next level, that evolution of Bobby Slowik, and it feels like there's been a lot of similar, but just shift in general, like over the course of the season, I've been waiting and hoping to see that, right? We talked about quick passing game, but also Sam Warren of the Chronicle does really good work breaking down some of these things. And today he put out like a article, and I believe a long form thread on Twitter is where I saw it, but I believe an article as well, talking about why Joe Mixon had no explosives. And surprise, some of the things that he comes down to is these condensed formations where this team has not been effective blocking, and it's been the players, right? It's been players missing assignments in certain instances, these tight ends, wide receivers, mm-hmm. in some of those instances. But when this team goes to kind of normal splits as opposed to condensed splits, 29th in EPA on those runs. Normal splits, they're, you know, leading the league in EPA.
Okay.
And it feels like those kind of adjustments are the things that are necessary, as opposed to just like taking this to a new level, quote unquote. It's better fitting the system to what this team does, as opposed to kind of what we would think of, or what I would think of, as like a starter packet. Here is the basics of the mm-hmm. basics of the, that's not a word, the basics of the Shanahan system. Run this, as opposed to, hey, take this and then fit it to what you have and what you're doing, and then go forward and flourish. And that's what I'm hoping for with Bobby Slowik, is that you take what the basics of this system is, and you better fit it to even the successes that you've seen, mm-hmm. and do more of those things, you know?
Well, yes, and as I said, there is an encouraging part here. But then, you know, you start thinking about this past game and the total inability to run, albeit against a really good Lions defense, but the template is there with how they're blocking it. I think it just comes back. Why is it that everything comes back to this offensive line?
Well, because the game and its success is about blocking and tackling. If
everything.
You can't block, you can't get a lot of things done. And this is where I will say I give Bobby Slowik a modicum of grace, mm-hmm. on that. Is just, it is really tough to figure things out when your offensive line is not playing at a high level.
Yeah.
But with that being the case, you do want to see some iterations work through, some different things tried.
Well, Juice Scruggs and Jared Patterson.
And then that looks like that was helpful, but it was, I was a little discouraged.
Helpful with an asterisk.
Yeah, seeing them not being able to run, and understanding also that the Detroit Lions made it their game plan to stop Joe Mixon.
Sure.
I think that'll be really interesting to see against a Dallas Cowboys team that is not particularly good at stopping the run, what you're capable of doing there. And also, if we continue to see these
they're
condensed
formations. They're bad against the run. This is going to be a great test for just the amount of confidence that the Texans have in this new line, just the amount of confidence they have in maybe adding some things rather than taking away from some things in the game plan and in the play calling. No, this is going to be a great test, because if the Texans struggle to run the ball against the Dallas Cowboys and continue to have these second half scoring issues, boy.
Well,
even with a win, boy.
When you say struggle to run the football, what do you mean? Because I think when it comes to this running the football, it feels like explosives is the name of the game. Joe Mixon gets mm-hmm. out there and he finds his opportunity to pop one. I feel like the Detroit Lions were very good at being on their job mm-hmm. and making so the explosives didn't happen. I feel like the Cowboys are going to give you a few opportunities to get explosives.
Bad.
But if a lot of the runs look similar, but you still have the explosives, is that how you feel?
And you've heard me say this before. It always kind of irritates me. Well, if it wasn't for the 54-yard run. Well, no, he had a 54-yard run.
Okay, got it.
It counts.
That's my bad. I should know my personnel. I know what you mean.
It counts.
I know what you're feeling on that. Yeah. And from the text line, it feels like a lot of people feel like Chris Sims, on his assessment of mm-hmm. Bobby Slowik.
We like him today?
Yeah, that is the general consensus. 832 does ask, how can you give Slowik grace when he consistently calls run plays on second and losing third and long? That is fair. Like, he does call a lot of run plays in traditional pass circumstances. And that ends up being deeply frustrating. Mm-hmm. So I guess that is a fair question to levy back at 832. I appreciate that. But then also something that made me laugh during the course of this from the 619. They said they smoked weed with Chris Sims at a party in Austin while he was the QB at Texas. Why are you snitching?
I'm sure that checks out. I'm sure that checks out.
Why are you snitching? But also, was he fun?
Did he laugh?
Well, I mean, I would hope so. If you getting high at a party and you not having some fun with it, I would have real concerns. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including what might be an ISO moment. Apparently, there's a new plan for the Astrodome.
Might be an ISO moment.
Okay, so yeah, he's about to be a radio terrorist. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.